Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. It's KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM radio station. I'm Jason Fetty. I'm very excited. I know there's nothing new there, but I am very excited because we've got Larkin Poe in the station here. They're going to play live for us in a minute's time. Saw Larkin Poe the other night opening up for Elvis Costello and playing live on stage with him, five or six songs. Totally blown away and absolutely jealous as I could possibly be. Here they are in the studio right now, and we'll talk about that in a few moments' time. Larkin Poe on KX93.5. Thanks, guys. It's always a bit weird when the thing stops and no applause, complete silence. But I want to save this music for to play back later for people that haven't heard it before. Do you want to go on to these other mics and then we can have a chat?
Sure thing.
So straight off of Conan O'Brien last night.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we're like one of those The Next Day shows. You know what I mean? On, like, I don't know, The View or something.
Why that what it's called?
So, last night, Conan O'Brien, that's the track Don't from the new album Reskinned, which is a tremendous album. We've got copies to give away later on. Mm-hmm. But thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Guys sound awesome. The gig was wicked. We all walked in going, oh, this is going to be terrible. You know, because we're old and we don't want to, you know, we just don't want anything
can't
new.
Be bothered.
We can't be bothered. And we got totally cynical. And you blew everybody away. Totally great.
Oh, thank you.
It was it's so great. And he's perfect for our station because we're generational alt rock. And I think your music spans the generations. I think you're going to have hits with everybody.
Thank
everybody
you.
That hears you. You've been playing though since you were kids, right? This band's been together, really, not as Larkin Poe, but since you were babies.
True, since we were little kids. We started playing violin and piano at 3 and 4 years old, and then phased through classical music with classical piano and string quartets and symphonies into bluegrass music.
Mm-hmm. I guess since we're sisters, you could say the band's been going on since we were born.
Right.
The band's been together.
Since your first harmony when you squeaked out of the womb.
Exactly.
Were your parents really very musical?
They don't play music, but they're great music lovers, and they have a big appreciation for music. And our dad was always playing us all the classic rock and roll albums, so we thank him for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of good music education in our household.
Can you remember when you first started singing and went,
yes,
wow, this works?
Actually, it's pretty interesting. Our mother, I think we were actually homeschooled, so our mother, not having had any point of reference for what was normal for kids our age, you know, she started teaching us harmony parts as soon as we could all read, and I started reading when I was about four.
So she could sing a bit.
Our mother's got a gorgeous voice, and so she grew up singing in the church, and so she taught us to sing in three-part harmony, and we were little babies, and so we would go around to different churches in our area as kids and just sing for the special music in the services, you know, because it was just kind of, I think, freaky for people to see these little tiny girls
little
singing
angels,
these parts.
Of course. No, it's perfect.
Yeah.
How many brothers and sisters are you? I know you've got an older sister, Jessica, who you used to tour with, play gigs with.
We also have a little brother, so there's four of us in all.
Right, what's your little brother, a musical too?
He is. He could be really great, but I think he's a little bit more into sports and boy things.
He's
right
also
now.
very young.
Yeah, he's 13.
So he's not. Yeah, I see that. I don't want to hang around with his estrogen-filled sisters.
Though we must
around
say,
the country, you know?
So he ended up being our. We were so blessed to have our mother and our eldest sister and Thomas at the taping for Conan last night. And so, of course, in the green room, there's like this whole PS3 and all the games. And he's just losing his crap over that. So in that consideration, we were the coolest sisters of the gang at that point.
You're only going to get cooler from now here on in.
Oh, yeah,
sure.
Providing a green room. Woo!
I remember as a kid, like in the back of the car, this is an odd story, this. My brother has no musical ability whatsoever. Really? And he's got money-making ability. That's what he's got. Not too bad.
No, that's not a bad thing.
He got that. But so we would sit in the back of the car, and my mum put music on. Mum's very musical. She put music on, and we would sing along. And I could sing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really know that's what it was at 5, 6 years old, but I knew my brother couldn't.
Nah.
And I would laugh at him, and he wouldn't understand what the joke was, because to his ear, he was fine. Sounded fine.
Isn't that fascinating? I think certain brains just wired for certain tasks.
That's right. Well, it wouldn't do for us all to be the same, would it, I guess?
No. You know. We feel very lucky to have at least been started. I don't know that we have natural ability or anything like that, but at the same point in time, you know, we started so young that it has become second nature to us. It's so entwined. Making music is so entwined in who we are as people, and I feel very, very lucky to have that.
Yeah, it's a great thing. If I always say to people, if you can strum a G chord for, like, you know, 4 hours,
oh my God,
and really enjoy that, you're very lucky.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you can meditate naturally. You don't have to be taught.
I've ever done it with a 12-string guitar. Talk about magical.
Yeah, that's a way to do it. That's so great, yeah. So you grew up in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it's such an exotic-sounding place to an Englishman like me. Georgia.
It's a beautiful state. It's a very steep state. There's lots of mountains,
right.
And rednecks.
Right, that's what we know about it. But are you from the city? Are you from Atlanta or somewhere nearby?
We were raised about an hour and a half north of Atlanta, actually, up in the mountains, out in the sticks. And so we didn't move into Atlanta until a few years back, I think, when we both moved out of the house and started forging our own way.
Yeah, far enough away to sort of not be in the city, but near enough to be able to go get a pair of jeans or whatever if you needed it.
Oh, yeah, and a good music scene in Atlanta.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
Absolutely. Sure. Well, would you like to have you? I should say it's Larkin Poe on the radio. Got a new album out called Reskinned. The last album was called Kin, so this is called Reskinned.
All the plays of words that we could possibly muster.
Very clever.
Kin also exists within the band name, so we're just too clever for our own good.
Now, the band name, let's talk about that just for a minute, because it's something to do with your family, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Larkin Poe is our great-great-great-great-grandfather on your dad's side, and we wanted to take on a name that, you know, had some family significance to us since we're sisters.
Mm-hmm.
So we took on his name, and he is a cousin of Edgar Allan Poe. So we also claim that.
Well, I got it half right, because I was making fun of Tyler, who I do the morning show with, because he said, Larkin Poe's an interesting one. I said, come on, it's Philip Larkin and Edgar Allan Poe. These girls are very poetic. They're very literate. They know about these things. And I got it sort of half right.
No, but that is true. We love both of their work, obviously. We grew up reading Edgar Allan Poe. I mean, once again, being homeschooled, right. A lot of our education was that our folks just kind of let us loose in the library. And so we were reading Edgar Allan Poe and Philip Larkin from a very young age. So I would say that it definitely seeped in.
Well, you know what Philip Larkin said? Don't have any kids yourself. You know that poem?
Oh, I don't know that one.
You got to look it up. This be the verse.
Okay.
I can't say it on the radio because it's got swear words in it.
I will hush your mouth.
I know. It's that. Now, that's another thing. The sort of whole Southern thing is fascinating to me too. That whole very sort of... You guys are rock and rollers. How's that accepted in the sort of wider community? Because it's very much a sort of... Protestant, very sort of, you know, do the right thing kind of place, isn't it? The Deep South, for white people anyway.
I think it's an interesting dichotomy for us, because we're very polite. You know, I think as Southerners, using the right terms for everyone, ma'am and missus and sir and mister, like, that's very important. You're raised to be very respectful of your elders. Mm-hmm. And I think as rock and rollers, it's fairly funny to be like on stage and like spitting and being crazy and then coming off stage and talking to the crew and being like, oh, yes, sir, if you could move my...
No.
You know, it's kind of like people, I think, are a little bit thrown off by us because they think that we're putting them on, but it's honestly just how we are raised.
No, I'm a little thrown off by it. I am. Because you've got that look on your face that says, now you're not going to use a dirty word, are you? You're going to behave yourself. Bless your heart.
Bless your heart. It is. It's an interesting... I kind of like our position. It's fun to keep people guessing a little bit, I think.
Right.
Because we are, like, we're very nice people. We are raised as normal people, but then we also just get to get on stage and cut loose.
And rock out.
Rock out. You know, it's a fun way to exist.
Lovely that your family came to Conan. I'm so delighted for you.
Thank you.
We've been supporting you. As you know, Steph, our music director... introduced us to you, I don't know, a few months ago, and we just love the music, and now we've finally met you.
Woohoo!
It's really, I just love my job, and I love meeting people like you, and they're just so gifted and so talented. And will you play us another song?
Yes.
Of course.
All right, so I should say it's Larkin Poe on KX93.5. They've been on tour with Elvis Costello, which actually I take as a personal insult, the fact that they get to do that. And they have a new record out called Reskinned. It's actually not out yet. It's out officially on April 15th. And we're delighted to have them in studio right now. Larkin Poe live on KX93.5.
Church up to all my tricks. I'm a bad little angel. I fell from grace. The Georgia peach gone bad. Yeah, you know the taste. And if you must know, I think of you. So help me, Lord. I'm gonna speak of the truth. And I try. And I try, try, try. And I try to do right. But Albert King, he had the matchbox blues. I like to sing, I'll break your heart. Honey, for the kicks, I'm a bona fide slacker, and I like a quick fix. So I could behave. What's the use? So help me, Lord, I got it cut loose. And I try, and I try, I try, I try. I got to Paris, all the lights went down. They built the Berlin Wall to keep me out. I'll break your heart from 30,000 feet. They post a danger sign everywhere I'll sleep. Cause I got trouble in mind.
Oh, the Lovell Sisters there, live here in KX 93.5's Pearl Street Studios. Come back to these mics, guys. Megan and Rebecca, playing a Stratocaster and singing a heart out, and Megan playing, well, flying around on a lap steel like it's a theremin there. Old Rickenbacker lap steel. It sounds so great. It's so authentic. And you actually are. You're from the Deep South, so you're pretty, you're sort of authentic Deep South girls. Wow. I'm blown away. Got nothing to say now, really.
You're very sweet. Thank you for having us in. This is fun.
It's totally fun. It was really nice of you to come down. I know that we met at the Ace Theatre the other night when you were playing, and your management or somebody got us backstage to come and meet you. Mm-hmm. And just on the fly, you said, we'd like to come down to your studio. So it's very nice of you.
Absolutely. We're on the way to play in San Diego tonight with Elvis again, hitting the road with him for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, so it's actually worked out perfectly for us to stop by. Thank you for having us. It's
totally
amazing.
Fun. So, new records reskinned, available on, what date is it again?
The 15th.
The next Friday. We're really excited, but we actually have some songs available for pre-order. You can download the single, the song we just played, Trouble in Mind, off iTunes already, and we're so stoked.
Brilliant, brilliant. We've got a couple of copies to give away here. I'll do that a bit later. Keep it here. KX93.5 is your local radio station in Laguna Beach, California, IA. Brilliant, girls. What's the website?
LarkinPoe.com.
And we're also on all the social medias at Larkin Poe.
Brilliant. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.